You can hear the Voice of Sacramento underneath channel 17 and 18 and streamed at accesssacramento.org.
FM, KUBU, The Voice. I'm so excited because our musical guests, Melissa Phillips and James DePrato, are here right now, and we just heard their song Centralia off the Fits and Starts album. Guys, welcome.
Thank you. Right. Nice to be here.
It's nice to have you back. You know, this is your triumphant return to Sacramento. It's been a couple years, and I think, well, first of all, happy Valentine's Day, and in that vein, since we last met, you guys got married.
We did. To each other.
Yeah. That makes it easier, otherwise we have a crowd in the studio here.
That'd be weird.
So,
we did, yeah.
So congratulations, that's
Thank you.
And you're back visiting Sacramento.
We are.
From the Bay Area. You were telling me that it's just a little different climate there today than it is here.
Well, when we left this morning, it was very fogged in and kind of gray, and so it was nice to come up here. It was sunny and warm, and get a little bit of warmer weather.
That's so great. That is so great. Well, we're glad to be the paradise here, the mid-February paradise. So what have you guys been up to? It's been quite a while. What's been happening musically?
Musically, writing new music, and got a few shows in the calendar. We have a show on February 23rd at Doc's Lab in San Francisco.
Doc's Lab.
That's a little place. It used to be the Purple Onion, which was the comedy club way back in the day.
I've heard of that, yeah.
I think like Phyllis Diller played there. It was a pretty well-known spot. So that's now a cool, I think, like a cozy acoustic venue.
Oh, nice.
And then on March 5th, We're going to open the show for our friend Kate Burkhart.
Kate is wonderful, yes.
Yeah, and you play her music on here.
Yes, some scheduled a little bit later after you guys are done.
Oh, excellent. You're playing off her new album?
Yes, I am.
So James produced that album.
Nicely done, James.
And I sang in a couple songs.
Yes.
So we're going to help her open up her CD release show for this new album called Save Me a Seat.
Oh, that's so great.
On March 5th, and that will be at the Lost Church in San Francisco, too.
Nice. What kind of venue is the Lost Church? I've heard a lot of people talk about that one.
Well, it's kind of like a speakeasy venue where they don't really have a sign out front. It's kind of like, it's like a secret little spot, and it's in the Mission, but it's really great inside. It's kind of set up like an old timey theater, like the footlights on the stage.
Nice.
And it's small, and it's really just, it's a great listening room. And sometimes it's even totally unplugged. Some people just play acoustically, but it's going to be really nice, and it's perfect for small bands. We played there many times.
Do you guys play as a duo?
We usually play as a duo, and every once in a while we have a band, which they're called the Sincerelys.
Sincerelys, yes.
And Kevin White and Vicente Rodriguez join us on bass and drums, and it's always great when we can get those guys to play with us, and we, you know, do a couple shows a year with them.
Nice. And then you play, like, death metal and hard rock and everything?
Totally, absolutely. Yeah. Yes. Punk covers.
You can tell because that song we just heard lends itself to that kind of treatment.
Oh, yeah. That's totally me, yeah.
So a couple shows coming up. Anything mm-hmm. else after that? It sounds like you've got the calendar
Do a couple shows this in the spring, probably take a little bit of break, and okay. James will go out and tour. He tours with some other people, and then in the meantime, got new songs, and the goal is to have a brand new song for every show that we play this year.
That's excellent.
And we've got a brand new song that we debuted at a gig last month, and that we shared with you today so you can share with your audience.
And, you know, through the power of 21st century technology, this is so cool because people used to have big record albums, and they would have 8-track tapes or cassettes, and they would have CDs and then MP3 players, or they would email something. You handed me a thumb drive, and I was able to get it on the Talent computer here, and we're going to play something off the computer later.
I'm glad that worked out because...
Well, we hope it works.
We'll
find out, right?
We literally could not remember how to burn a disc earlier. We tried to do it, and we failed twice, so we thought the thumb drive would work, and we have MP3s in case that didn't work. So
what a sign of the times that is.
I know, right?
And it's a little more advanced than we are sometimes, too.
It's amazing. You know, I actually got a new spool of CDs because I'll get stuff digitally and emailed to me, and then I will burn on a CD so I can play it in the players here. And I blew the first couple CDs because I forgot what I was doing, and I ended up burning just a data CD. It wasn't a music CD. And folks, you know, that's a pro tip right there. Read what you're doing. I messed that up. So, James, you play with other folks. You've got to tell us who these are. You know, some of your other folks are pretty well known. So let's give a plug here.
A little band called the Rolling Stones.
Yes.
No, I still play with Chuck Prophet. I've been in his band for 8 or 9 years now, something like that.
Nice.
I don't know. Other projects have come and gone. That's been probably the most consistent over the years. Mm. Playing with Melissa, too, whenever I can. Am I playing with anybody else cool right now?
Well, nobody cooler than Melissa, and then Chuck's no slouch either.
I was going to say, be careful with your words.
Occasionally I'll do like a recording session for somebody pretty cool. I just played guitar on Country Joe McDonald's new record.
Remember
that dude from Woodstock?
Yeah, Country Joe and the Fish. You're one of the fish now, I guess.
I guess I am, yeah.
And then you were recording in Nashville last year.
Oh, yeah. For Tommy Womack.
Mm-hmm.
Really good, amazing singer, songwriter guy. Mm-hmm. One of the original weirdos.
We love our original weirdos, don't we?
Yeah, exactly. And then Kate, he plays with occasionally.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Now, didn't you play on a Sammy Hagar track, too?
Oh. I did. That's my biggest mandolin credit to date. I played mandolin on a song on Sammy Hagar's latest record called Sammy Hagar and Friends.
That's and he sent him home with a bottle of rum.
Wow. Wow.
He was so Sammy Hagar, you know? He gave me a tour of his big old compound where he stores all of his hot rods and all of his companies and stuff. He's like, you like to drink, man? He signed me up a bottle of his rum. And
see, now you can't drink it because it's autographed.
And it's true. On the way home, I went to BevMo and bought another bottle of it so we could actually try it. The autographed bottle is still up on the shelf.
On the shelf.
And that'll be good for a long time. That stuff never goes bad, does it?
There you go. Right. We'll let you know.
So, boy, you guys are just so busy musically. A lot of good stuff in the pipes. So the new song...
Mm-hmm.
If we give a listen now, this mm-hmm. would be the world radio premiere, wouldn't it?
World radio premiere. No one has heard it outside of a handful of people in Oakland last month.
And we have at least 3 or 4 more people out there right now that will hear it. So we're going to double your reach right now.
Oh, this is awesome.
The power of radio.
So why don't you go ahead and introduce it, and I'll see if I can make the board do what we want to do.
Okay. So this song is called Better Now. And this is just James and I playing on this one. And
we recorded it yesterday.
We recorded it yesterday, right.
It's like the old days when you could record a song today and take it to a radio station tomorrow.
Exactly.
That's pretty wild, though. I mean, talk about immediate turnaround. So this thing is less than 24 hours old.
It's fresh. It still has the price tag on it.
Well, let's give it a shot. Here's Melissa Phillips and James DePrato and Better Now. Really nice. Melissa and James, Better Now. That was a world premiere. You guys, I liked it. It sounded good on the old USB stick, too.
Thank you so much.
So it's very acoustic, and yet we were totally high-tech and digital with the presentation.
Look at that. Just merging two worlds.
Yeah, so a new song for every show. So mm-hmm. I'm hoping you do about 12 shows this year so that you have an album's worth.
I would like that. We're going to start off with three.
Okay.
So that was the one we played at the show in January, but this is the first time we've recorded it and shared it with a bigger audience. And then we have another new song that I'll be debuting on the 23rd.
Nice.
And then another one on the 5th. And then we'll just see where we're at.
Okay, so you're like at EP level at that point.
I'm at EP level, exactly. Yeah. Baby steps.
Very cool. So let's ask the usual question that I always mm-hmm. ask just to see if anything's changed. So who are your greatest musical influences? Both of you.
You start. I'm going to think about mine.
Mine haven't changed since last time we were here. Well, like I was telling you earlier, I'm biased toward anything that features the electric guitar because that's kind of the world I grew up in.
Yes.
I mean, I can listen to like Black Sabbath all day long, pretty much.
Oh, yeah.
But we've been trying to follow more music from this century, or I have. She's pretty tuned into what's happening.
I'm always looking for new stuff, and he told me the other day that he looked at his iPod, and what did you say?
There was not one song from this century on
it. So he's really trying to explore more and like check out new stuff. So you've been really good about that.
Trying. We're listening to Alabama Shakes on the way up.
The new album is a good record. We like that one. And we were listening to Vintage Trouble, all along that like soul, bluesy rock route. For me, my influences are generally, you know, great songwriters and not always, you know, and great singers. They're not always the same people.
Yes.
But I really listen to lyrics and I learn a lot by listening to people. I've really been digging deep into Roseanne Cash and John Hiatt's an old favorite.
Yes.
But those people, the music they continue to make is just, it's so amazing. And if you dig deep, it's been amazing all this time.
Have you ever seen John Hiatt live?
No, I really want to go, but every time he comes to town, there's something happening or the tickets are $1 million. So I haven't been able to see him live yet.
He played here in Sacramento maybe 5 or 6 years ago at Rayleigh Field, which is our AAA ballpark, on a bill with also Robert Cray. And
oh, wow.
It was amazing. And it's funny because I've been a fan of John Hiatt since I turned about 30. Because it's funny, when I was in my 20s, my older cousins liked him. I didn't quite get him. And I hit a certain age and it's like, bam, he's speaking to me. And he was playing with Sonny Landreth live. And these guys were playing like their lives depended on it, and it's like he knew he had a second chance. That is a good show.
I like that description. Speaking of people that you dig into later in life, I've really just recently discovered Bruce Springsteen.
Like, there you go.
Like, that was one of those things I joke with my bosses all the time because they're from Brooklyn, and they were born and raised there, and they used to go to see him play live for like $3.
Wow.
And they have great stories of seeing him, and I just, it's kind of new for me, but he's, you know, he's an amazing songwriter.
Yeah. And tickets have gone up disproportionately, but I hear he still does his 3-hour shows and breaks a sweat, and it's aerobic. I mean, the guy's wiped out when he's done. And you know what? I was talking with a guy at Old Ironsides last night. We did the live webcast from there, and he was talking about the same thing about Bruce Springsteen. And he said, you know what? He's 65 years old or older, and he's still doing these marathon shows. And he said, basically, try jogging for even 30 minutes and then singing while you're doing that. And that's kind of what he goes through.
I never doubt his whole heart is into his performances. Anytime you see him from any time period, he's just giving it everything.
Yeah.
And he's just really, you really believe what he's telling you.
I love that. And you know, there's a lot of our indie favorites that do that too. I love when a band will just put it all out there. Like, we saw Felsen together in the Bay Area, and there's a band that lays it all out in the line. And it's like, you know what, you know, Andrew puts everything into that show.
Absolutely. That's right. I forgot about that show.
Yeah, that's where I met you, James. And that's Melissa, you'd already been here one time with Cindy already.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
So you guys are listening to a wide variety of stuff right now. I see the guitar. I'm going to ask you, can you do something with it right now? Can you play something for us? I'm so excited to see that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I haven't taken it out of the case yet.
Well, we'll talk. We'll stretch here a little bit. We've got a couple minutes left, but let's get this out of the way. Make sure that my listeners know where they can find out more about you and your music.
Okay, so I wish that I had a melissaphillips.com, but that's actually a rodeo queen.
Oh.
So I don't have, that's not my website. So it's melissaphillipsmusic.com.
Okay.
And you can find out all about upcoming shows and you can hear some music. We'll let you know about all of the music happenings.
Oh, great. Okay. Very, very cool. And you're on Facebook and all the other usual
places. Facebook, everything that is to do with music, it's Melissa Phillips Music on Facebook too.
So not Melissa Phillips, the rodeo queen.
No.
That's you like in a different guise or something.
Exactly. Maybe in a different lifetime, I was a rodeo queen.
So, hey, if we're talking different lifetimes, I might have been too. You just never know.
I know you should. Do you ever Google yourself to find out who else is named Mike Lidskin?
Yes, I have a second cousin who's about 20 years younger than me by the same name. So I found him on Facebook, and we occasionally send each other texts. It's just so wild because that's not a common name.
Right. How about you? Do you have any James DePretos?
There's not a whole. I feel like everybody named DePreto out there I'm related to. Like,
he knows all his.
Yeah. How many DePretos out there?
Yeah, I'm in the same boat as you. Yeah. So. Beautiful guitar, got a nice voice at the ready. So what do we want to do here?
Let's do this.
So this is a newer song, and I don't think you've heard this either because we haven't recorded it. We've been playing it for a year or so now. It's called Little Pieces.
Ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
We're going round this old story. No one's moving, no one's giving in. Stubborn faces, patience wearing thin. So much to lose, what the hell are we gonna win? All the little pieces you've been holding on to, no one knows them better because I hold them too. And we're all getting older, and nothing's really over. Something's gotta give, why can't it be you? Why can't it be you? We're split, we're divided. Won't you be the one who bends? I'm caught in the middle. Can't you see this never ends? It'll never be too late, no matter what's been said. So much to lose, what the hell are we gonna win? All the little pieces you've been holding on to, no one knows them better because I hold them too. And we're all getting older, and nothing's really over. Something's gotta give, why can't it be you? Why can't it be you? You've been holding on to, no one knows them better because I hold them too. And we're all getting older, and nothing's really over. Something's gotta give, why can't it be you? And we're all getting older. Something's gotta give, why can't it be you? Why can't it be you? Why can't it be you? It's time that it's you.
All right, you guys. I wish there were more people here to clap. This is amazing. Nice song, you guys.
Thank you.
Wow. Something's got to give. Why can't it be you? What a line! That's amazing.
No, thank you.
So, what inspired that song?
You know, a lot of times it's not about one particular thing or one particular person or experience. It's kind of a lot of things. But that's kind of about the idea that people aren't putting in everything on their end and you're kind of doing all the heavy lifting in a in a situation or relationship. So I had a few experiences that were like that.
Yeah,
so,
years and years ago.
Totally, like decades ago. But yeah, it's that idea that you're just sort of like, I'm waiting for you to get it together. And
this is a great song. This one's going to be a winner at your next show. Guaranteed.
Aww,
guaranteed.
Thank you. Thank you.
I love that one. I can't wait to hear a recorded version of that, and we'll definitely spin that one a lot.
Thanks.
Nicely done. It's such a treat to have you guys in the studio. I can't wait to let you hear what this sounded like, because it sounded really good.
Oh, awesome. I'm so glad. It was a little hard to hear, so.
Yeah,
James,
you know,
over here banging away on the guitar.
But you were closer to the mic, so it kind of evens things out.
Oh, perfect. I'm so glad.
So we've got like about a minute and a half left. Just want to thank you guys so much for appearing here on Twirl Radio.
Thank you for having us. It's always nice to be up here.
Anytime.
And we had a really great time hanging out with you and Amber today, too.
That was good. Fun breakfast.
It was lovely breakfast. Big portions.
Are you hungry yet?
Oh, no, not for like a week.
People in Sacramento feed you.
Oh, you know, what's true? We went to visit our friends, Jeff and Nancy, and they fed us more food. And they gave us lemons
and nice.
little tiny, what are they, kumquats to take home? You can eat the whole thing.
Oh,
so,
nice.
Like, it
must be why we keep coming back to Sacramento.
That's for the free food? Just bountiful food here. But it was a lovely day in Sacramento. We had a really great time and really enjoyed it.
Well, looking forward to your next visit. Hopefully you guys will book another gig here. That would be great.
We're working on it. Hopefully coming up again in like maybe the summer sometime.
That'd be awesome. We'll talk about it then and maybe another chance to be on the show.
That would be great.
Melissa Phillips, James DiPrato, thank you so much for hanging out with us here in the Twirl Studios.
Thanks for having us, Mike.
We'll see you guys really soon. You're listening to Twirl Radio, and oh my gosh, I've got a stretch. Okay, so since we have 30 seconds, let's ask the question, like really quick on the spot, what's your favorite foods?
Potatoes.
Okay.
Anything Mexican food. Taquerias. Any taquerias in California.
Burritos. James likes it's food that has a handle.
You can pick it up and eat it. Awesome. All right, now we have the complete dirt on Melissa Phillips and James DiPrato. We'll have some more songs right after these important messages.
This is the People's Radio Station, the voice of Sacramento, community radio for the greater Sacramento area.